Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. My servant, Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who feared God and shunned evil. Have you considered him? Every now and then the Lord looks at you and says, I know what I made you and I know what I put in you. When we think about what the Lord is doing is that the Lord was pumping him up. So Satan answered to the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? My brothers and sisters, Job messed up. He messed up. He messed up from his prominent place and his prominent position. And when you mess up from your prominent place and your prominent position, there has to be an atonement or transformation that takes place. But Satan messed up because this fallen angel messed up because there is no redemption for angels. So he was out there, fallen from his place in heaven, a place of power, a place of position. He fell now here on earth. Now all he can do is roam to and fro, but he had a prominent position in heaven. He was in charge of bringing all of the angels into the presence of God, and he lost his position because of his pride. Pride will take any man down. So this angel said, have you not made a hedge around him, his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. My brothers and sisters, one of the things we know is that God knows what he has equipped us with. It doesn't matter what accusations come against you. It doesn't matter what happened in your life. God knows what he has placed in you. And God knows whether he has equipped what he has, whatever he has equipped us with will withstand the attacks of the enemy. What attacks have you had? God knows what he have equipped you with. And because of God's permissive will, God will at times allow things to happen. Not because he's angry with us or judging us, but to validate us. Because he know who you are. So in his permissive will, there will be things that will happen in our life. Not because God is angry, because God knows what he has placed in you. He knows that he has fortified you. My brothers and sisters, have you ever felt like Job? All was going well, and then everything seemed to fall apart. Everything seemed to be an issue, and nothing is going right, Brother Jenkins, nothing. It doesn't matter. It seemed like every time I gain one step or I put one step forward, I fall back to. Every time I get ahead, something always brings me back. Every time I think we're going forward, I fall back. Have you ever seemed like nothing is going right, Brother Gaines? Nothing is going right. One of the things that we know is that God has equipped us for this very moment. When you think that nothing is going right, when you think you're down to your last dollar, when you think everybody is fighting against you, the Lord says, I've equipped you for this very moment. I know what I put in you. I know what you're able to endure. I know what you're able to stand. I've equipped you for this very time and this very moment when you think everything is chaotic. I've equipped you. Because you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. So when you think you're down to your last dollar, call on Christ. He will strengthen you in your hour and in your time of need. He's already given you the resources to fight off the battles of this life and the trials and the tribulations in this life. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. It is no accident. It is not an accident that the enemy just appeared. God knew he was coming. And it's not an accident that things happen in your life. God knew it was coming. And that he would be attending the meeting that God had with angels. Now remember, I said these angels came before God and so did Lucifer. So it says that he have access into the presence of God. Why does he have access? Because he's accuser of the brethren. He does never want to go up there and pat you on the back and say, look what they've done. He goes up there and says, look what they've done. He's an accuser of every single thing that we do in this life. And he's always petitioning, speaking to the Father about you and I. But he does not know. God knows us better than he knows. We even know ourselves. And so what I love about the Lord is that whenever there is opposition, he answers a question there with a question. Who does that sound like? Whenever they came to Jesus to entrap Jesus, Jesus would always answer a question with a question. What does that tell you and I? Whenever somebody's trying to trap you into something to get you off base, ask them a question concerning their question. And if they can answer your question, then you can answer their question. But if they can't answer your question, then you said, neither will I answer your question. God answered the question with a question. How many times have you faced opposition and you did not know what to do nor say? And the enemy thought that they had an advantage, but what they did not know is that God had already equipped you with an answer to the question. What, my brothers, can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. Those are questions. So whenever opposition comes, have a question. You messed up, but what can wash away my sin? You stumble and you falling. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For the enemy does not desire for us to be equipped with an answer. And all of our answers is in the blood of Jesus. That's why we are to study to show thyself approved unto God. That's why the Bible study, we are at our Bible study and our Sunday school and our discipleship classes, they are all important. Bible study is important. Those that sitting at my Bible study and getting rich knowledge and nuggets that they can use for an eternity. Because I'm expounding, I'm sharing, I'm revealing, I'm unveiling God's word in a prolific way that increases their knowledge, mobilize their faith, and allow them to go and face the day with a word from God that God is pleased with. My brothers and sisters, in other words, when we study, God has already approved for the battle. If you're not studying, you may have a gun, but you ain't got new ammunition. And my father-in-law years ago told me a gun without any bullets in it is no good at all. What good is it? If you don't have something to fire back with there, you don't have anything at all. In other words, when we study, God has already approved us in this battle and for this battle. For this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. For the Lord can draw the believer or drive back the enemy. He can draw the believer or he can drive back the enemy. And the enemy does not like God's word. You remember how Christ went into the wilderness and the enemy came? And the enemy came at him trying to tempt him. And it was Jesus who used the word. And it drove him back. Sent him back where he came from. Roaming to and fro, seeking who he can devour. The enemy attacked here was against every physical thing that God had blessed Job with. His livestock, his home, and his children. All these things that the enemy attacked was material except his children. And the enemy desire was to take away all the things that God had blessed Job with. And it says that God is trying to tear you down and take away your blessing that God has given you. I realize I'm blessed, royally blessed, because I feel like Job at times. When I came here, all I came here with was a pickup truck and my degrees and my sermons. That's all I had. And I had it all in the back of a white pickup truck. I bet y'all don't even remember that truck, do you? I got a black one now. I had nothing, no resources, no economic funds, nothing. Didn't know how I was making, but God, who sanctioned and declared, this too shall pass. But God, who the enemy thought that he had taken me down and that you would never preach again, but God, my uncle who was pastor in Dallas, Texas, said, nephew, you got to come home so you can get back into the pulpit. But God had another method for me being here. Because the Lord had equipped me with a calling upon my life. And the Lord says, I'm with you. The enemy attacked all of that stuff. He will attack you too. When we think about what was going on, we see how the enemy, the accuser, the devil, or Satan never lost his power, which was given to him by God. But we must remember how Lucifer was a fallen angel. After his fall from heaven, he became what is called a devil. So God gave him power to reign and to rule over the angels in heaven to come and worship him. But after the fall, God just dropped him here on earth. You do know that he is the prince and the power of the air. He is roaming on the face of the earth trying to destroy. He told you what he was doing. Boy, that sounds just like somebody else. He tell you exactly what he's going to do, and we don't even hear it. And he does it right in our very eyes. And he goes right over our head.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485.